Good morning, everyone. Today is the 25th of March, the morning of 2018. We are told, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee," so that we may boldly say, "The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. Be strong and of good courage, fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee." Remember Demas. "Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world. At my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray that God, that it may not be laid to their charge. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. My peace I give unto you." These are comforting words, all from God's holy word. Well, sometimes we get discouraged when we succumb to pride or contention or whatever. All the elect are like Peter. Peter denied his Lord three times and swore he never knew him. But he had been chosen before time began. Satan has desired to sift you, and you will turn away, but I have prayed for you, and you will be okay. Full of fear and anger, Peter denied he knew the Son of God. How many times have we denied him too? Satan has desired to sift us as well, but if Christ has prayed for us, we will never suffer hell. All we like sheep have gone astray, turning everyone to his own way, but the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. So if the Father has given us to his Son, when asked by Christ, "Lovest thou me?" our answer can only be, "Because thou hast prayed for me." Our only hope is in the work of Christ, not because we've done anything. Nice. Well, this morning, we have been working through the Psalms, and I want to continue doing that. I find it very profitable, very edifying, and the Psalms give us direction, they give us comfort, they give us instruction in righteousness, and they also give us the words of Christ himself in messianic prophecy form through David. He is speaking much during the process through the Psalms. He's speaking as if it were the very oracles of God. And so, that's a beautiful thing when we think about that. I'm going to read through Psalm 35 before we conclude this time together this morning. A Psalm of David: "Plead my cause, O Lord, with them that strive with me. Fight against them, fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler, and stand up for mine help. Draw out also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. Say unto my soul, I am thy salvation. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. Let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my hurt. Let them be as chaff before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. Let their way be dark and slippery, and let the angel of the Lord persecute them. For without cause they have hid from me their net in a pit. Without cause they have digged for my soul. Let destruction come upon him at unawares, and let his net that he hath hid catch himself in that very destruction, let him fall. And my soul shall be joyful in the Lord, shall rejoice in his salvation. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like unto thee, which delivers the poor from him that is too strong for him? Yea, the poor and the needy from him that spoileth him. False witnesses did rise up, they laid to my charge things that I knew not. They rewarded me evil for good to the spoiling of my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer returned into my own bosom. I behaved myself as though he had been my friend or brother. I bowed down heavily as one that mourneth for his mother. But in my adversity they rejoiced and gathered themselves together. Yea, the abjects gathered themselves together against me, and I knew it not. They did tear me and ceased not. With hypocritical mockers and feasts they gnashed upon me with their teeth. Lord, how long wilt thou look on? Rescue my soul from their destruction, my darling from the lions. I will give thanks in the great congregation. I will praise thee among much people. Let not them that are mine enemies wrongfully rejoice over me, neither let them wink with the eye that hate me without a cause. For they speak not peace, but they devise deceitful matters against them that are quiet in the land. Yea, they opened their mouth wide against me and said, Aha, aha, our eye hath seen it. This thou hast seen, O Lord, keep not silence, O Lord, be not far from me. Stir up thyself and wake to my judgment, even unto my cause, my God and my Lord. Judge me, O Lord, my God, according to thy righteousness. And let them not rejoice over thee, and let them not say in their hearts, Ah, so we would have had it. Let them not say, We have swallowed him up. Let them be ashamed and brought to confusion together that rejoice at mine hurt. Let them be clothed with shame and dishonor that magnify themselves against me. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause, yea. Let them say continually, Let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. And my tongue shall speak of thy righteousness and of thy praise all the day long. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word this morning is my prayer. God bless.